You know that amazing feeling when you are in the zone, riding the wave of momentum? It is the ultimate catalyst for achieving your goals and making things happen. But how do you discover it and maintain it, especially when life throws obstacles your way? Get ready, because in this episode, I will unveil practical and powerful techniques to unlock the unstoppable force of momentum. Let's dive right in. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this show I share strategies and tactics to help you build a career as a lettering artist or illustrator. Now, in episode 109, so two episodes ago, I spoke about planning for your summer. I share with you the three steps that I follow to plan for a year and also for a semester. So you can use these three steps to set your goals for what's left of this year, 2023. Now, in episode 110, I share with you the five essential pillars that you need to master a craft. If you are looking to level up your craft during the summer season, which is something that many of us set up to do, we set up to create or to start a creative project, to improve our skills, to finish a creative project. For instance, I set myself the goal of finishing the editing of my book or the book that I'm currently working on. So we all use this, or many of us use this period of the year to level up a certain aspect of our life or business or creative endeavors, right? Now, in this episode, I want to leave you, and this is one of the last episodes of this fourth season of the podcast, I want to leave you with something or some tips to help you build momentum. And when I speak about momentum, I speak about, you know, when you gain speed, when you pick up speed on what you're doing, when you can follow up on what you were doing yesterday, today, when you feel that you are in the flow. Many of us say, like, I'm in the flow. I started this project and I'm totally in the flow. Things seem to be happening naturally and things seem to be flowing naturally. And this is what I speak, what I mean when I say momentum. So today I want to share with you a few tips, a few things that you can use to gain momentum in this new start of the second half of the year, right? Now, achieving momentum is a great way of making progress, but also staying at it. Because what you do when you achieve momentum is that you create these small wins. These small wins are like a thread of pearls, right? And whatever you created yesterday sets the, you know, it's the stepping stone for what you're creating today. And whatever you create today is a stepping stone for whatever you're creating tomorrow, right? So the fact that you're building up on small wins is what creates that great progress, right? And that great progress occurs in less time. And this is another great thing about gaining momentum, is that you save time, right? So for instance, just to give you an example, have you ever tried to resume a project that you left, I don't know, 2 months ago? You sort of feel like you need to start over. You need to first pick up on where you left and understand what was your line of thought. And suddenly you have lost a lot of time in just the process of picking up on where you left, right? Now, when you are in the flow, when you build momentum, you go step by step. The steps are smaller, but you don't lose track of what you were doing, right? And this makes you stay motivated, right? because you see progress every day. When you look back to last week and what you were, where you were last week, and you see where you are right now, then you see big progress, right? And that progress is built on these small wins, this small progress that you make every day, right? So this is why building momentum is so important, because it gets you there faster than otherwise, right? It gets you there faster than just working on a project for 2 days and then leaving it for 3 weeks and then having to pick up on that project again and having to go back to understand where you left, right? Now, here are some bulletproof tactics to stay on track to achieve massive momentum, because I think this is one of the biggest challenges of all of us, to stay at it, to stay on track, and to, you know, not to let life get in the way. This is the one thing that I hear all the time from my students, and I want to tell you, if you're one of my students, if you're part of my community of lettering artists, I totally get it. Life is complex. A lot of unexpected things happen, and one of our biggest challenges in life, in order to achieve great goals or to achieve the projects that we want to achieve, is to stay on track and to be able to filter all those distractions and all those unexpected things that happen every day, right? So here are some tactics that I use, or you can use, to build momentum and also establish creative habits. Hey, 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 welcome to the fascinating world of hand lettering, where letters transform into captivating stories. My latest PDF, Lettering DNA, is your guide to discovering the secrets of the alphabet and empowering you to create stunning words and phrases that amaze others. Crack the code of letter forms inside this easy-to-understand PDF. Download it for free on martinaflor.com/letteringdna. Embark on this journey and transform words into unique stories. With Lettering DNA, you will gain a fresh perspective on letter forms that will forever change the way you see them. Again, go to martinaflor.com/letteringdna to download it for free. Now, back to the show. Number one, decide what kind of person you want to be. And I heard this concept from James Clear. He's the author of Atomic Habits. It's a book about building habits that have a great impact, right? Like, he speaks about these small habits that create great results. So, and he speaks about the concept of, like, first decide what kind of person you want to be. Do you want to be the kind of person who sticks to their goals? Do you want to be the kind of person who creates great work? Do you want to be the kind of person who does what they set out to do, right? So this had a big impact on the way I think about accomplishing things in my life, in my creative business, because, you know, what you do or the way you do things or the things that you don't do speak a lot about, you know, the kind of person you are, right? So I felt it was really empowering just to think about, first, what is it, who do I want to be? What is the kind of person that I want to be? And, you know, organize your day, organize your activities, organize your goals around that, right? So once you decide the kind of person that you want to be, do you want to be the kind of person who draws every day? Do you want to be the kind of person who is creative every day? Do you want to be the kind of person who is proud about their creative business? Do you want to be the kind of person that finishes their project, right? And once you put that in those terms, it's super empowering, because, you know, I want to be the kind of person who empowers other artists to create amazing work and to make a living doing what they love. And this, the fact that I want to become this person, is the motivation to record this podcast episode is the motivation to create new material and content for my community of lettering artists. It's the motivation behind many of the things that I do every day, and some of them are not necessarily super attractive to me or super fun to do, but I do them because I know that by doing them, they help me become this person that I want to become, right? So that concept of this author, James Clear, was really empowering and really changed the way I think about the things that I do every day. And I hope that it does the same with you. Now, number two, set priorities and put them first, right? Now, if mastering your craft is your priority, if leveling up your business or improving your business is your priority, don't leave it for the end. I hear this over and over, and I see that in with many students that come into my community of lettering artists or that sign up for my courses, is that, you know, in the very beginning when you start learning a craft, this may be the thing that you do on the side, right? So many of them sit down to work at the end of the day, right? So they come back from their day job and they sit down to work. And guess what? At that time, they are tired, depleted of energy, and they just, you know, they don't feel creative at all, right? So if you have a priority, put it as a priority, right? And when I say this, I mean organize your days according to your priorities. Put this first. If this thing that you want to accomplish is your priority, what about organizing your day in relation to your priorities? So just try that out. Try flipping or swapping where you allocate the time to for your creative endeavors or for that thing that you set out to do. What if you put it first, right? What if you really turn it, you actually turn it into a priority, you actually turn it into the first thing that you do in the day. Number three, reduce distractions and use time blocks. And when I speak about, you know, I always speak about the concept of go about your day by becoming active instead of reactive. So I call reactive activities to things like reading email, answering to DMs, answering on Twitter, right? These are all reactive activities. So I'm doing things because people is requesting answers from me or a reply from me or something from me, right? What if you could switch to planning your day and becoming active? So deciding what are the things that you're gonna do instead of letting others request things from you. An easy way in which I do this is I don't read emails in the morning. So I start my day by doing the three most important things that I need to tackle that day. And after I do that, I go read emails and I start reacting to what other people want from me, right? But the first things that I do in the morning, in the time where I'm most fresh and my mind is most clear and I have the most energy, is I go active about those hours. I do the things that I set out to do and the things that move the needle of my business, of my projects, right? And after I'm done with that, I move on to the reactive activities. So answering emails, checking social media, answering to my team inside our Slack channel, right? So first, the things that you set out to do, the active tasks, and then the reactive tasks. It all goes down, or it all boils down to the very first concept that I share with you, which is, which kind of people do you want to be? Do you want to be the kind of person who spends most of their day answering emails and to get to the end of the day and think like, I didn't get anything done today. I was just doing things for other people instead of accomplishing my own goals, right? So this one question is very powerful, and it can apply to any of these points that I'm sharing with you. So again, reduce distractions and use time blocks. So use time blocks to do your active tasks, and stay away from the reactive tasks, which are distractions, like checking social media or answering emails. And once you're done with your active tasks, move on to reactive. Answer emails, check social media, chat with your team, right? Now, number four, commit. It takes over 2 months to acquire a new habit. So one of the things that you can do, and I'm going to tell you how I did, how I went about one specific project that I started at the beginning of the year, which is writing and finishing my book. So one of the things that you need to do in order to commit is first schedule, allocate time to do that thing that you want to do, right? So schedule in your calendar a space, a couple of hours, an hour to do the work every day, right? And number two, track your progress. You can track your progress by tracking your time, for instance, using a time tracker. You can track your progress by using a Google Sheet, for instance, right? And track the progress that you do every day. This is what I did this in the beginning of the year. So I set out myself the goal of writing every day. So I first took my calendar, right? And I allocated, I block time slots every day in the beginning of the year before I did anything else in relation to my business. I was allocating that time to write, right? And then I didn't only have, my calendar, I knew what I had to do every day. So when I sat down to work every day, I opened my laptop and I could see in my calendar, okay, now today you are writing from 8:30 to 10, right? And I had a time tracker. So every time I sat down to write, I was tracking my time. So I could see every week how many hours I was writing. And this I do with any other thing that I do in my business. So it's pretty much incorporated in my daily habits, but still is something that is really useful when you can see, hey, wait, this week I was writing eight hours or 10 hours. Then you start feeling accomplished around your goals. And the other thing is that I kept a Google Sheet which was really simple. I was writing down the dates, and next to it, I was writing down the things that I had done that day, in relation to writing my book, and the things that I wanted to do next day, right? So that, in a way, that kept like a diary of the things that I was accomplishing, and also it kept me on track in a way. I could see like, okay, yesterday I finished this, now I need to do this. So every time I sat down to work, I didn't have to figure anything out. Like I had to go to that, open that sheet, look at the things that I had to do, and I started working right away. It just took me 1 minute. So it's all about like taking the friction out of the process of sitting down to work and also committing to it, right? So allocating time was essential in order to write and finish the book, tracking my progress through some documentation process, which should be really simple, don't make it complicated, was also very helpful for me to keep track of everything. And that one thing, I mean, I continue doing that every day, because once the book is written, then you have to edit it. I'm now kind of researching whether I do this with a publisher or if I self-publish. So that work also is part of creating the book and putting it out there. So I continue having this scheme of doing, allocating time in the morning and doing the work in the morning, and writing down the progress in this Google sheet. But still, the writing of the book, because I was following the progress, this process really took me 2 months. And the whole process, or the whole book, the whole draft of the book, at least, was finished in just 2 months because I was keeping track of my progress. So commit, schedule your time, allocate time, and then track your progress. And 5, don't quit. Ups and downs are part of the process, and there will be moments, there will be days in which you won't be able to do it. Something will happen. Kids will, one of your childs will get sick, or you get sick, or I don't know, a client project didn't go as you expected and you have to work overnight or start working earlier. This will happen. You should know. But this doesn't mean that you have to quit altogether, right? The fact that you miss 1-2 days doesn't mean that you need to miss all the upcoming days, right? If there's some days that you cannot do the thing, right? Allocate the time, don't worry, resume tomorrow, right? But don't make that one miss or that one day that you couldn't do it the determining factor for what's coming next, right? Embrace the fact that there will be ups and downs. Don't quit. Keep at it. Resume next day, and you will pick up on the momentum, and you will accomplish your goals, right? Remember that developing a skill, accomplishing a goal, creating something that is meaningful is more of a marathon and less of a sprint, right? You need, in order to achieve that, you need to create momentum. You need to stay, keep at it, right? And a lot about developing habits, or habits are essential to build that momentum. And building those habits has a lot to do with eliminating distractions and committing to doing the work every day, right? So I hope that these few hints will help you accomplish your goals by achieving momentum. I'm gonna go through them again. Number one, decide what kind of person you want to be. Do you want to be the person who draws every day? Do you want to be the person who creates amazing work? Do you want to be the person who does the things that they say they want to do? Number two, set priorities and put them first. Go about your day by putting your priorities first. Do the thing that you want to accomplish first. Number three, reduce distractions and use time blocks. Become active instead of reactive. Remember that concept. Do active tasks first and reactive tasks later. And number four, commit, right? Schedule, allocate time for doing that thing that you want to do, and track your progress. And number five, don't quit. Things will happen, you will have ups and downs, but it doesn't mean that you have to quit altogether. You can go back on track if you want to, remember that. So I hope that you will incorporate some of the hints into your daily work, into your daily habits. These are powerful habits to have, and I cannot wait to see what they help you create. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye.
So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flores Open Studio. Bye-bye.